The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
Ben O'Shea, you are the master of all things wild. There's some wild stuff happening in the US of A right now with the debate. You've caught up on a little bit this morning.
Yeah, you actually had to drag me away from it to get me into the studio this morning. Look, all of the debates with Trump have been interesting, going back to the 2016 presidential election. This one has so far as I've seen, been probably seen Trump at his most conservative and reasonable. He has not seen completely crazy. Don't get me wrong, half of the things that come out of his mouth are still total lies. Yeah. He started off by saying there'd be a vaccine ready in a couple of weeks.
No, see, this is something that he said that before at the last debate, and I asked Health Minister Roger Cook about that, who would be the man probably more in the know, and he literally laughed in my face.
Yeah. Like, it is just totally not based on any truth. And he also claimed that he'd been given, you know, sort of some magical potion when he had COVID, I think it was a cure. So he's actually said that he's been given a cure to coronavirus. So millions of people are watching this, and unfortunately, there are Americans out there who will believe it.
Yeah.
But this debate is interesting because it's the first one where they're able to mute the microphone.
Wonder if they've done that.
They haven't done it as far as yet, because I think so far they've been pretty well behaved.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that's so crazy for me, I don't know how Americans look at this stuff, because the moderator has asked both Biden and Trump about the meddling in the elections that have been revealed this week by Russia and Iran.
Yep.
And I don't know how Americans don't look at it and go, well, hang on a minute, Russia and Iran, our you know, sort of enemies, want Trump to get elected. Does that mean that he's the best person for the job?
Yeah.
Or is that because they think he's so good, or do they think is because he's so bad?
Probably because they feel that he wouldn't have a lot of – he's not a typical politician. A typical Washington type.
Well, and they know it destabilizes NATO. It destabilizes all of their enemies, because Trump is, you know, he doesn't want to play in world politics. He wants to pull America out of it, his protectionism and isolationism and all the rest of it. And you wouldn't think you'd have to know anything more than that.
No.
You know, when you're about to cast your vote, you go, well, hang on, if that's who Putin wants me to vote for, I'm going to vote for the other guy.
Don't bring common sense into the US election.
Yeah, so we'll see. After I get out of here, I'm going to go straight back to watching it,
because they
always get more lively as they go on.
They'll fire up, that's for sure. Oh God. Now, making news this morning, you've got a horrible story that's going to make my blood boil even more.
Yeah, talking about getting fired up, this is one that really fired me up today. So West Aussies are wandering out yonder, and that's great, but it is causing some problems, because what we're finding more and more is the international visitors and interstate tourists that we would normally have going to the regions are proving to be more respectful, more polite than West Aussies who are coming from Perth and being quite disrespectful both to the people that they encounter in the regions, and then also to some of the landmarks. We've heard stories about things being stolen from the Kalbarri Skywalk thing, statues being stolen. And now this one is really disgusting. Vandals have permanently defaced Aboriginal rock art in Northampton that's believed to be thousands of years old. It's not scratching your name into a street sign or something like that. You can't just fix it or paint over a tag. A 1,000-year-old rock art is damaged forever now. Ugh. They discovered scratches and chips in it. So almost as if someone has tried to pull a bit off as a souvenir. And they're saying that it points to the tourists who are coming to the area, West Aussie tourists that are coming to the area in much greater numbers than ever before. And it's really upset the local Indigenous community, as you would expect.
It shouldn't upset the it should upset all of us. That is disgusting.
Yeah, it should. Well, it's you wouldn't go to the Louvre and draw a mustache on the Mona Lisa.
No.
So why would you think that it's okay to do it to this you know, very special rock art? It's the oldest artwork in the world that we have here in Western Australia, and we should be firstly very proud that we have it, and we should treat it with the same respect we do any other art hanging up in an art gallery.
Exactly.
I would hate to see a situation where these type of sites are, you know, just barred from the public.
Yeah, because we don't deserve nice things.
Yeah, we don't deserve nice things. That's the thing that wandering out yonder has proved so far.
Yeah.
And when the borders open, I think there's some of these people in the regional tourism centres will be happy that they don't have to deal with their fellow West Australians anymore, which is just sad.
No, it's not okay at all. Now, we're going to Dongara next. Yeah. This is a funny story.
Yeah, so a former shearer has turned to self-medicating with cannabis after a workplace injury.
See, right? I can feel that. That's a lot of lower back pain.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a hard yakka being a shearer. Mm. He's only 27, so it got him early.
Homeboy needs to start doing some yoga.
I know, needs some yoga. But instead of yoga, he's turned to wacky tobacco. But he's not just smoking it. He's been mixing it in butter and spreading it on toast with his Vegemite for breakfast.
Oh, he's got a bit Nigella.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not okay.
It's definitely not okay when you've got, 1.7 kilos of cannabis butter in your freezer. That's quite a lot. Like, I don't know how much butter he uses, but I think he should be worried about his cholesterol more so than ever. Whatever workplace injury he's suffering. He might not make it to his 30th birthday if he gets through that much butter. And he also had 400 or so grams of loose cannabis in his pantry. Oh, man, I don't know what else he's going to use for. Cookies, brownies, put it on his Nutri-Grain.
I do not look forward to this cookbook.
Yeah, exactly. And so the magistrate has said to him, look, you're very lucky that you have not been done for trafficking here with this sort of quantity.
And has
fined him $1,500, and he was ordered to pay an extra $130 in court costs. So he's lucky to have gotten away just with that, because it would have been a pretty serious sentence if he'd been done for trafficking instead of just possession. So count himself lucky, and just stick to the to the Medley or the Lurpak.
Oh, you'd be a bit fancy. Yeah.
Be a bit fancy.
Treat yourself. Yeah. You've got a lower back injury. Yeah. Treat yourself. Now I will let you get back out to watch this debate, and look forward to you, Ben O'Shea, joining us in the Wild West next week.
Sounds good.
Have a lovely weekend.